All right, listen, the fight is on. Today, we declare war. Everything changes for you as a contractor. Everything changes in the contracting world. But listen, I always talk about how you have to own your shit, right? That all progress comes from truth. Well, we're gonna make a bunch of progress here together, but before we do that, I have to own my crap. I gotta own it for you to lead the way in this progress. So I wanna share a little bit about what's happening here and what's been going on behind the scenes in my business. Okay, for years, I've had a disconnect in my brand. You know, motor has always been my mantra. Motor Heart has been my mantra. And I used it as a business name for myself. And it became this really confusing thing for me because I serve you. I serve contractors. I work with contractors. I help contractors, you know, live stronger lives and businesses. And through a series of relationships with marketing strategists and coaches and all these different people that have great intentions to help me zero in my brand, over the last few years, I've done nothing but confuse you and, more importantly, confuse myself. And that's how the name Strongpreneur came about. And it's how Motor has been connected. So I'll spare you all the details here today. But basically, guys, it's been years of disconnect. And I've known all along that I need a greater focus to do the big things in this world that I was made to do. And I just simply have not taken the action in this direction that I've known I've needed to take for a long time. You know, recently I spent a few days away with Neil Christensen, who's been on my team for a long time. He's a former contractor. And Neil does a lot of things behind the scenes here to help you, whether you know that or not. And so I spent a couple days with Neil, and about a week before that, I spent a long day with my wife, who's actually an amazing strategist when it comes to creating space in your life and time management and all this. And these two people, back to back over the course of a week for me, kicking it off with my wife and doing some real strategizing there, and ending with a weekend away in Breckenridge, Colorado with Neil. We flew him out here and we sat down. We got real about me and my brand and who I am and what needs to happen. And guys, I had to unattach myself from everything that I've built. I had to check my ego at the door, and it was hard to do because Motor as a brand has been a part of my life for many years now. And so here's the result of what happened over the course of this past week with me focusing on me, checking my ego at the door, and to be quite honest, getting incredibly real and owning my shit. Motor as a brand is gone. It is no longer. Now, Motor is my mantra. It's, you know, why I tattooed the damn word on my arm, because that's how I roll. All right. It's uncommon effort to me. It's keeping faith and all those things I've talked about before. But as a brand, it's gone. Strongpreneur is gone. All other businesses that I'm involved in that are not centered around helping contractors in this world are gone. You know, you've heard me talk about painting businesses, you've heard me talk about pond businesses, and I've been partners in and things like that. And guys, over the last couple weeks, I have stripped it all away because what I realized is I have been mediocre in many areas instead of being kick-ass in one area. And so starting today, I'm going to be kick-ass in one thing. And I'm hoping what you learn from this and why I'm sharing behind the scenes with you here today is that when you get honest with where you're at, when you own your crap, and then you take the steps needed to, in most cases, strip things away and out of your life, bigger and better things can happen. All right, so guys, I am going to help you own your crap and live unafraid so that you can build the life, the business, and the future that you want to have for you and your family. And the way we do this is that we declare war. We are going to declare war on ourselves and our bullshit, because too many of us are lying to ourselves about where we're at in life and where we're going. We're going to declare war on the perception on the trades as a whole. that contractors are quote unquote less than other professions. Too long we've been beat up on price, we've been held hostage by employees and consumers. Too long we've made shit money personally. Too long we've not squirreled away for our retirements. Too long we've lived from deposit check to deposit check. Too long we've felt like a fraud because we know the truth of what's happening in our business behind the scenes. Too long it's been made uncool to go into the trades instead of going to college. Too long your family has suffered with you not being present mentally or physically. And too long you've felt like you are alone, but not anymore. We are coming together in this fight to take back our dignity, our respect, and we're uniting because we are the backbone of the stinking world. We create stuff, we build stuff, we beautify things, we repair, we make people's dreams come true, and now it's time that we get ours. I'm going to ask you now to join me in the contractor fight. And the way that you do that is you go to thecontractorfight.com, thecontractorfight.com, and you join us. But here's the deal. Once you are accepted into the group, you have 24 hours to own your shit because we don't win this fight without first being honest with where we're at right now. And listen, I'm going to remove you from the group if you don't own it. Okay? Because I'd rather win with the right few than having the wrong many. So when you get there, watch the welcome video, do what it says. That's your first step in joining the fight. Motor hard, and Travis, bring in those guitars.